We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Dalet, Sif Vav. We saw yesterday that a Jew who has bought the right from the government to collect taxes is allowed to hire a non-Jew to collect the taxes for him on Shabbos. However, he cannot hire him as a Schir Yom, paying him to work for the day on Shabbos. Rather, he hires him b'kiboles, by the job. He gives him a flat rate. I will give you this amount of money for every however much money you collect in taxes. That is permissible, even though it should really be Aser Mishum Aras Ayin, we were Matir Mishum Pseida, because there is a tremendous loss of that money. The Rama continues, V'chein yuchal lahasker hamechas l'chol ha-shabasos l'einu Yehudi, v'einu Yehudi yikach ha-revach shel shabasos la'atzmo. And so too, we allow the Jew to sell all the taxes that he may collect on a Shabbos to the non-Jew, and the non-Jew pays a flat rate to the Jew for that right, which is also similarly a kiboles. We're not concerned that people will say that the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew, because we're making on Maris Ayin when it is a makom seida. So too, if a Jew is the one who makes the coins for the king, it's the same din. You're allowed to sell that, b'kiboles, to hire a non-Jew, b'kiboles, to do that work for you. And even though it makes noise when the non-Jew is going to be banging on the coin, on the silver, on the metal, to make the coins, it's still going to be mutter, b'makom seida. Ayin l'kaman, simen reishin and beis. V'yizar shalo yeshiv ha-yisrael eitzel ein Yehudi b'shabbos kishe osik b'mlachtu b'mapeya o b'kabalas ha-meches. The Rama adds, though, that the Jew cannot sit near the non-Jew when he is doing this work, either with the collection of taxes or with the making of the coins. The Mishnah Berurah notes that it's important that we point out once again that this heter b'makom hefsed gadol is only mutter when it is me'ikar ha-din mutter, that it's only asur mishum maris ayin, that it was done b'kiboles. Then we will be matir in a case of Hefsed Gadol. However, if he is hired as a Schir Yom, then even B'makom Hefsed Gadol, we will not matir such a situation. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a business, you cannot hire a non-Jew to do all your work for you on Shabbos, if you're paying him to work specifically on Shabbos, because that is not done b'kiboles. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes this Taz, that the reason that the Jew cannot sit near the non-Jew when he is doing the work is because of an isser of mimso chefsecha v'daber davar, that if he's going to be involved in the work, even if the non-Jew is doing all the malacha, if the Jew is giving him pointers about the work, that is not in the spirit of Shabbos, that is an issue of mitso chefsecha. However, if the Jew is just going to be sitting there to make sure that the non-Jew doesn't steal any money, or that nobody else comes and steals any money from his business, then that will be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like this Taz. And the Mishnah Berurah gives a fitting end to this simon by adding, V'abotech ba'Hashem ve'ena mechapes stade kulos al Shabbos ashrav. One who trusts in Hashem and does not try and find any kulas to be able to continue to have his business open on Shabbos, he is praiseworthy. This concludes Siman Resh Mem Dalet. So just to summarize some of the dinim that we saw, there are two different types of renting, of hiring a non-Jew to do work for you. It can either be done b'kiboles, where he is paid a flat rate to do a job, or as a schir yom, where he is paid by the hour, by the day, to do the work. If he is being hired as a schir yom, that is aser me'ikar hadin. That is definitely prohibited. If it is being done b'kiboles, then it's only aser if there is an issue of maris ayin, if people may think that he was hired as a schir yom. Because if it's kiboles, then it's really being done adaita d'nafshei. The non-Jew is really only doing the work on Shabbos for himself, so that he could speed it up to get the job done. There's no reason for him to do the work on Shabbos, as the Jew does not care when the work is done, as long as it gets done. However, it will still be aser, mishum maris ayin, that it may look like he is a schir yom. Therefore, this chashash is only a concern when it comes to malachos farhesia, things which are done in public, such as mechubar, something which is connected to the ground, like a house or a building. However, if it is metaltalin, if it is not, or if it is done bitzina, then it will be mutter. We raise the issue, what if everybody does a certain malacha in the form of kiboles? Will we still say that there is a chashash of maris ayin that people might think that it is being done as a schir yom? And we said that most poskim assume that there will be no issue. If everybody knows that it is being done with kiboles, then there will be no issue, and it will be mutter to hire the non-Jews to do a certain job for you, even if it is being done on something which is mechubar. However, we pointed out that it is always important to be aware of the issue of zilusa de Shabbos, of if it is degrading to Shabbos to have such work done in public on Shabbos, people walking by just won't think it looks right. If they see work being done on your home on Shabbos, that is also a concern that one need to keep in mind. Finally, it's always important to ensure that even if we are doing something with kiboles, that we give the non-Jew the ability to do the work not on Shabbos, so that if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, it is a daita de nafshe, it is on his own regard, and not because we are forcing him into such a situation. We will continue next time with Simon Reish Mem Hei, Yisrael Vein Yehudi Shutfin Echitz Nagu B'Shabbos, a Jew and a non-Jewish partner, how they should act when it comes to Shabbos.